The war for our minds is a battle that we fight on the front line. No one else is going to do it for us. Welcome to session 7 of Arise and Shine's devotional. In session 1, we talked about how the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, and that his number one strategy is lies. In Ephesians 6:17, in the Passion Translation, it says, "Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance, like a helmet, to protect your thoughts from lies." You know, every lie the enemy plants starts as a thought in our mind. You know, someone asked Chris Vallotton once, "Does Satan know our thoughts?" And he answered, "Only if he gave them to you." It's important to know that not every thought we have is ours, and that every lie the enemy attempts to plant in our mind has the same purpose: to war against what we know about both God and ourselves. You know, when we receive salvation, we are delivered from the eternal consequence of sin. Thank you, Jesus. But salvation is more than that. When we receive salvation, we are adopted into God's family. That's in Ephesians 1:5. Our identity becomes a son or daughter of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, Satan is already mad that he doesn't have our soul, and he will do everything he can to keep us from living in salvation's full deliverance by lying to us about who we are. Listen to this from Proverbs 4:20-23. It says, "Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they will bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." In Scripture, the word heart is so closely connected to our minds that it's hard to separate them from each other. The Hebrew word for heart is leb, and as a noun, it is summarized as the motives, feelings, affections, and desires, but also the wills, the aims, the principles, the thoughts, and intellect of man. So the thoughts we have and the things we believe are directly connected to our hearts. So what better way to take someone out than by attacking their mind? In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." So how do we know the knowledge of God? His word. This instruction that we're given to destroy lies and take thoughts captive is impossible to do without his word. Filling our minds with the word of God is part of taking our helmet. But there's another part that we cannot miss. So let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs for this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." You know, we can fill our minds with truth, but if we're also letting in the world's filth, the truth we've consumed will be contaminated. It matters what we watch and what we listen to. Throughout Scripture, as children of God, we are told to set ourselves apart. Separation from the ways of this world and its thinking is not a suggestion. It's absolutely necessary. If we are not intentionally removing ourselves from the world, then by default, we will be a part of it. The war for our minds is a battle that we fight on the front line. No one else is going to do it for us. We got to put the good in and keep the yuck out. It's not easy, but it is simple. We're going to move to John 14:27, because Jesus spoke about our mind and our heart and the peace that we should be experiencing. He said, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." This gift is a part of our salvation. We should be walking in salvation's full deliverance. You know, Satan wants to steal everything that Jesus has given us, including peace. Have you found that, that you can wake in the morning with peace? You know, you've got a good attitude, but then, like, without realizing it, something shifts and suddenly you find yourself overwhelmed, anxious, and irritated. I have to believe I'm not alone. We could blame it on hormones sometimes, I get it, but we can't give it reason to stay, you guys. That can't be an excuse. When we don't have peace, it should cue us that something's up. And if we stop as soon as we recognize the onset of anxiety and give ourselves a minute to think and ask the Lord, we can usually pinpoint what stole our peace, right? Was it a conversation on the phone, maybe an email or a text we read, perhaps our toddler having a tantrum on the kitchen floor, right? That one's like kind of obvious, right? But you get the idea. We just need to identify it. My second born was notorious for disappearing with a single turn of my head. I lost the kid 3 times. One time was at the Children's Museum in Minneapolis. Because of my son's reputation, my sister and I partnered up at the ant exhibit. There was like one entrance and one exit. So I sat at one and she sat at the other. But after an uneasy amount of time, you guys, I got nervous because it had been a while since either one of us saw him go in or come out. Somehow, some way, he made it past both of us. Like, worst feeling ever. Well, my friend actually found him enjoying his time at a water table across the way at a completely different exhibit, and he didn't mind one bit that I was nowhere in sight. So, guess what I did? I bought that kid a leash. You know, like the ones like the backpack with the dog? I think ours was a dog, but like a bear or whatever. Well, I never thought I would need one of those. My first son never left my side. I like tripped over him constantly. He never left me. And I never thought that I'd be one of those moms, you know? Like, I didn't understand when I would see moms with kids on the leash. Like, why do they do that, right? Like, why don't they just watch their kids? You know, humility is good for us. But here's the thing. I was thinking about that. Like, what if we kept peace on a leash so it couldn't get away? When it was tempted to flee at the sight of our electric bill or bank account balance, we could like tug it back quickly with God's truth. Because the truth is that God will provide all our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. When peace is tempted to run at the onset of another fit from our dear strong-willed child, first, put yourself in timeout. Like, timeouts are okay. My kids are still alive because mommy put herself in timeouts. And then, you know what? While we're in there, we can thank God for his promise in Isaiah 54:13, that he will teach our children and give them peace. The truth is that we are not alone in our parenting. The truth is that when we are weary, God will give us rest. Guys, don't let peace get away. If it does, go find it and get it back. Sometimes the bandit to our peace isn't obvious, but when we feel the onset of anxiety, we need to stop and ask ourselves why. Something happened that caused us to believe a lie. The lack of peace will always be connected to a lie that we're believing. And once we identify why we lost our peace, we can identify the lie that was attached to it. Then we can fix our minds and what God says about it as we tug peace back to our side. Maybe you can't even think of the last time that you felt peace at all. Listen, peace is yours. Do not settle for less. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Guys, don't cliche that away. Ask God to experience his peace and then follow his instruction and guard your mind. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's Philippians 4:8. Guys, that is it for today. In our next devotion, we are going to talk about our one and only offensive weapon. What is it? How do we use it? And how do we get rid of those things in our heart that we know are yuck and don't belong? All right, guys, if you don't have my book yet, you can get it on my website. In case you haven't heard me say that already, you can get your signed copy there. It's 30% off. And also you can invite me to speak at a church event or women's group on my website as well. It's at jamieannthompson.com. Thanks guys for being here. If this blessed you, share it. You can like and subscribe and help me get the word out.